CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is scrambling to assure lawmakers and voters alike he still has what it takes to beat Donald Trump in November. Minnesota's Democratic Congresswoman Angie Craig.
He needs to make sure that the American people have confidence in his ability to run for re-election.
Mr. Biden will meet with Democratic governors a day after a group of House Democrats began circulating a letter asking him to step aside. CBS's Finn Gomez.
The Biden-Harris campaign is aware of the frontline letter and is trying to stop its momentum, according to a source within the campaign. And in recent days, the campaign has been more engaged with House Democrats. After that debate performance, it really started this whole thing.
Hurricane Beryl is set to slam Jamaica with Category 4 storm force winds, damaging waves and life-threatening flash flooding. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The eastern half of the island will start seeing conditions deteriorate over the next few hours, and it's the early afternoon that they will see the strongest winds and the heaviest rain.
Both the TSA and AAA expect a mass of humanity on the roads, the rails, and in the air soon.
What's expected to be a summer of record travel nationwide started with the Memorial Day weekend and will continue over the 4th of July holiday. Darian Jensen is among those catching up with loved ones and out to see the country.
I came up here to see my father that I haven't seen in like 5 years. So sold my home and bought a new motorhome to go traveling with. So that's what I'm doing right now.
An estimated 71 million Americans will be traveling this holiday week. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits has gone up for the ninth week in a row. Bankrate's Mark Hamrick.
This proxy for fresh job loss has been below 250,000 claims since last summer and is still regarded at a historically low level.
The monthly jobs numbers are out Friday. The Fish and Wildlife Service is expected to give trained shooters the okay to kill almost 500,000 barred owls in dense West Coast forests over the decades to come. The goal is to protect smaller spotted owls being crowded out by their larger cousins on a path to potential extinction. It's weigh-in day for tomorrow's Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest in Coney Island, but the reigning champ will be conspicuously absent.
From San Jose, California, Joey Chestnut.
The 16-time winner was bounced after signing on to rep a plant-based hot dog maker. Chestnut will instead spend the day wolfing down wieners in a 5-minute contest with soldiers at Fort Bliss in Texas. Dow up 18. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's Celebration of Life is Tuesday at Grace Church. A visitation will take place Monday and Tuesday. Racine firefighters rescued a 12-year-old girl from a balcony during a house fire last week. The fire left four people homeless, but the girl was unharmed. Paddock Lake and Sturtevant have fireworks tonight. Racine and Kenosha displays are tomorrow. Chair placement starts at 5 a.m. for the 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade. That starts at 9 a.m. from Gould and Main. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a new dog. Canine Stella will work in the Internet Crimes Against Children's Unit. Someone survived that house explosion in Walworth County. A propane leak is the suspected cause. A Kenosha Pride Festival is Saturday with a march and performances. Stages will be set up at Celebration Place. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
the Bucks and their new draft picks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. We've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up, shallow right, and the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall. Terang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Rhys Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Timeless, it's WRJN. Got some great tunes coming up for you. The Beatles with Ticket to Ride. Got James Taylor. All for you. Right here on WRJN with Simon and Garfunkel.
When you're weary, feeling small. Side. Oh. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by, your time has come to shine, all your dreams are on their way, see how they shine.
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket.
Sometimes you just have to let those things go. The Beatles on WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And this time of the summer, kind of, especially now when it's going to get hot again, but out in Grand Canyon, the Grand Canyon just had another death from a hiker. And when we were at the Grand Canyon, we were in July, we went on July 4th, you know, certainly wasn't hot then, but it was. But they were talking about just the basic hiking is so dangerous if you hike between the hours of 10 and 3 when it's hot out there. And I guess it really gets hot the farther down the canyon you go. You try to hike to the bottom, you could die. And somebody actually has this past week at the Grand Canyon. It's the second one this year. Grand Canyon has a very popular hiking trail called the Bright Angel Trail. And normally when people die at the Grand Canyon because of the heat, that's the trail they're on, the Bright Angel Trail. But in this particular, like, this guy was only like 68. And it's weird because we were out in San Diego 2 weeks ago and we were by a and it's a dormant volcano called Black Mountain. And there's a little park right underneath it called Hilltop Park. And it's beautiful. And you see all the way, because it's so high up, you can see the Pacific. You can see La Jolla, downtown San Diego. And you can, if you look out far enough, they say you can see Coronado Island. So you can look out, or Point Loma, I'm sorry, Point Loma. So when you're standing there and you look up at the volcano, you're like, well, that's not really that far up. But it's an optical illusion, you know. And 2 weeks ago, a young lady who was in her 40s hiked up that with a group. And they got halfway up and they were too tired, and which seems weird when you look at it. It's like, oh, I could run up that mountain, come right back down, like, you know, in 10 minutes almost. But she went up with the group and then they said, this is too much. We can't do it. She goes, well, I'm just going to get to the top and then come back. I'll be right back. And no, passed away trying to come down that mountain. So it doesn't even look like you could get lost up there, but she did trying to come down and the heat got her. So one of these times of the year, you really got to be careful when you're out doing anything, especially if you think you might be susceptible, or especially if you think nothing will touch you. That's when it's the most dangerous.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli, serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Reuben and Fries. They give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN Big Deals.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet. Stand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I've been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
Yeah.
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Enjoy a beautiful day. Clearing up a little bit. High will be about, 85. 68 tonight. Perfect parade weather tomorrow. It's 74.
This magic moment. So different. Sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. We'll be right back.
Local news and timeless is WRJN.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. You'll have to get up pretty early if you want to secure your seat. It's a 5 a.m. call time for those wanting to put down chairs for the 4th Fest of Greater Racine Parade tomorrow. Pre-parade processions start at 8:30, with the over 100 entries starting to move at 9. It'll all start at Gould and Main, with the 2-mile trek taking a turn on 14th. Streets downtown will start to close at 7 tomorrow morning. Racine County will have a chance to honor the life of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave with a celebration of life service next Tuesday. Delagrave passed away unexpectedly during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation will be held on Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with the main service taking place Tuesday at 11 a.m. People going are being encouraged to wear Wisconsin Badgers attire. County Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is serving as acting executive until a special election can be held. In an effort to improve accessibility at the 4th Fest fireworks, the City of Racine has set aside dedicated parking spaces. The specially designated spots are located in the parking lot near the Kids Cove Playground at North Beach. People requiring accessible parking are advised that the spaces will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny, slightly muggy, and much warmer. As highs today climb to the mid-80s. Turning partly cloudy for tomorrow, shots of showers and thunderstorms swing through the state, especially into the evening. Rainfall totals could be high. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Out to get me. Now that's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a
karma's gonna get you. Gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
Join the human race.
WRJN. And my mouth is going one way and my brain is going the other. Yeah, I feel like I should be doing a debate or something. You're Gary and the Playboys.
pretend you told me time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Build Me Up Buttercup from a group called The Foundations. You know, as a kid, it's like, oh, The Foundations, they're such a wonderful name for a group. And now I'm older, I'm like, The Foundations? It always sounds like I'm listening to the rock band Bra, you know. But, oh, that actually would be probably a really great name for a rock name. Today, our giant big deal of the day, 50% savings on Lee's Deli on WRJN.com. Look up the big deals tab.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years.
Yep.
Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them the gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th annual parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
WRJN.
Baby, I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
The Righteous Brothers, WRJN with local news, timeless hits, and as far as local news, Stuart J. Waddles coming up next, along with sports and Mike Clemens on WRJN.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Hearts go.